It's 107.7 The Bone, baby Huey and Chast here. And Chast, look at this. I am super excited to talk to our next guest.
You are about to fangirl out on us, aren't you?
Absolutely.
We've got one of your absolute all-time favorites on the phone. We've got Tony from Municipal Waste and Iron Reagan. What's going on, Tony?
Hello. Good morning.
Now, you're on your cell phone, it sounds like, where you guys are touring. You played, what, Seattle last night?
Yeah, I'm in a Walmart parking lot outside of Portland, Oregon.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Stopping at the Walmart.
Yeah. That's right. Well, it's the only place we can park our bus, you know?
That's true.
Just park it here.
They always have big parking lots there at Walmart. I'm from Oklahoma originally, so I know all about the Walmarts.
Oh, yeah. Great discounts. Bargain prices.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Tony, listen, hey, we appreciate making the time. So, yeah, you're out on the road right now. So, first things first, let's plug here in the Bay Area. So, Adult Swim presents Mr. Pickles Thrashtacular featuring Exodus and Municipal Waste. And even the Bay Area Zone Hellfire is going to be opening up the show this Sunday, February 25th at the Regency Ballroom here in San Francisco. And get your tickets now at theregencyballroom.com. So, Tony, this is awesome. I mean, as Chasta knows, like, I've been saying this on the air for years. You guys are, like, my favorite band in the last, like, 10-plus years that I've been following you guys. So I'm super stoked that you're playing the Bay Area once again. So, as you just mentioned, last night was the first night of the tour in Seattle. So how was that first night?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was, like, sold out and extremely violent. But, like, not, like, tough guy violent, like, just very reactionary. Everybody was jumping off of stuff and going crazy. So it was really good start for a tour. So everybody is in good spirits and pretty excited about it. We're like, wow, this is going to be a crazy tour.
Yeah, it sounds like a super energetic tour. Now, how did you guys become a part of this tour?
It's kind of weird. We grew up with the guys that do Mr. Pickles, the artists and the comedians that are involved in it are actually like old friends from Richmond. And, they actually directed our first music video, Unleash the Bastards.
Yeah, I love that.
They're the Richmond kids that moved to California to, you know, make it big, and they actually went out there and got a Cartoon Network show. It was pretty crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, like, we've always talked about collaborating with them again. And, you know, here we are, like, 15 years later.
Wow.
And now we're on tour with them.
Very cool. Well, so Tony, also I wanted to ask is, so since Exodus is on this tour, just, I haven't had a chance to look into it, but just to confirm through you, was Gary Holt playing with them last night?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Nice.
Yeah, because I know he's been super busy with Slayer stuff, and I think a couple weeks ago he was doing the Metal Allegiance tour, so I wasn't sure if he was going to be part of this tour, but so he'll definitely be there Sunday night for a hometown show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's funny. He just posted on Instagram like yesterday. He's like, everyone stop asking me. I'm definitely going to be on this tour.
Well, he's a busy dude. It's a valid question.
I'm sure he gets asked it all the time. So everybody's like, you know, are you doing Slayer now? What's going on? But yeah, he's definitely on the tour. And we hung out last night and caught up. I haven't seen him in a couple years. So we got to kick it for a little while.
That's cool.
It's great to see all those guys. I mean, it's like we toured with them years ago with Anthrax and Exodus and High on Fire. And we really got along with Exodus, and they're like old friends of ours now. So I don't know, it was like a big reunion yesterday.
That's awesome.
And we even brought out our old merch guy, which he's actually from the Bay Area. His name's Scotty.
Yeah, Tank Crimes.
Tank Crimes. Yeah. So he's out of retirement. He's with us on the road. He's doing the whole tour with us. And it's just a big reunion. It's really cool. Like we're in good spirits and are really pumped to be on this tour.
Well, speaking of the Bay Area, it seems like you guys have a lot of connections here. I mean, I know you're from Virginia, but you spend a lot of time in the Bay Area. What does the Bay Area mean to you? It seems kind of like a second home.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is because it is a second home for us for sure. It's our first album, Waste of All, was put out by a label called 6 Weeks in the Bay Area. So we used to, I mean, when we first started, we used to come out here and play Gilman Street and you know, the Oakland Metro. And we just have been coming out here like since the band started. So some of the first people that supported us as a band we're from the Bay Area, and you know, that's
well, it's the home of thrash metal, so that makes perfect sense.
Exactly. I was going to say that's, you know, it's a good place to get support from.
Yeah.
With that being said, Tony, though, so since the Bay Area is the home of thrash metal and the show this Sunday at the Regency Ballroom, for you guys, like in the back of your head, do you guys feel like, okay, we better go all out to impress this Bay Area crowd? I mean, for Exodus, it's a hometown show, so it's going to be insane for the pit anyway. But for you guys, you're like, okay, let's go all out and really show the Bay Area crowd what we're all about.
Yeah, we're bringing it every night, and we've toured with Exodus before, so we know you can't slack. Because Exodus will crush you.
Yeah.
And we know it. So we're bringing our A game. And I've been going to yoga, and I've been swimming laps. I've been training like Rocky for this tour. I'm ready for it.
So,
you know, we came out swinging last night, but you know, it's you know, when you're with Exodus, you know, it's the crowd's in for a treat. You
yeah.
know, like everybody's having a blast. So. We're working it.
So, Tony, you just mentioned, of course, you know, in your early days coming out to Oakland Metro, Gilman, even, I believe, Burnt Ramen, all the underground spots here in the Bay Area. So, but, you know, recently, hey, I want to give you guys congrats on all of your success as a band, both bands you've been playing just bigger venues every time you've been touring. So with that being said, do you miss playing, like, the smaller venues, though, especially with your punk rock, hardcore background, underground background? Do you kind of miss more of that intimate vibe of a smaller venue, especially with like boogie boards, you know, crowd surfing and all that stuff?
For Municipal Waste, I miss it, but I got an outlet for that. You know, like doing Iron Rig, and we can still play like the smaller stuff and do that. But yeah, I miss it with Municipal Waste, the utter chaos of it. But even last night playing in like a semi-big room, it's still has that energy sometimes, and it was definitely there last night. So I miss it sometimes, but I have other outlets for that.
You have the best of both worlds, I guess.
Yeah, it's cool. Like I love it. I'm really lucky. So.
Yeah. So your shows are obviously known for getting pretty damn crazy. What would you say the best show, or maybe the craziest show you've ever played was?
Oh yeah, that's a good one. I mean, there's so many crazy, like so many memorable shows. Well, we played one time, we were just thought it'd be funny to like set up in an abandoned house that burnt down.
Oh yeah, there you go.
And then we played like half our set, and then like shit from the ceiling started crumbling in, and like, it looked like the house was gonna like fall on itself.
You literally brought the house down, literally.
Yeah we had to stop playing. And we, like, didn't have a smoke machine. This was, like, years ago. We didn't have a smoke machine, and this kid brought dry ice, so he's just throwing dry ice around a burnt-down house.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah. It was pretty dumb. But, yeah, those are, like, you know, a lot of crazy stuff just kind of follows us.
Yeah, even, that's pretty – I'd say that's pretty crazy. I didn't expect that.
Who just brings dry ice anywhere?
I know, right? You just travel around with dry ice in your back pocket. Here, I have a purse full of dry ice. We could use that.
It's like in this big cooler. We're like, what are you doing?
Well, it came in handy, I guess.
Well, I don't know. So, Tony, with that being said, do you also have like maybe like a worst show, like a show that you try to forget about it to this day?
Yeah, there's a bunch of those.
In the early days, probably the band.
Every band has some of those, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, there's a lot of them. I think one time in Cincinnati, it's more like the shows where you're sick, you know, or like just you get in a fight with somebody in the crowd or something crappy. Somebody's crappy to you and you let it get to you, you know, stuff like that. But
yeah.
For the most part, it's we're pretty positive about stuff. So, I mean, we've had bad shows. But, I mean, everyone has bad shows. Mm-hmm. You get equipment failure, you get sick. Mm-hmm. You drink too much.
Yeah. Hangover, yeah.
I think there's shows like when you play in like South America, you get Montezuma's Revenge. That's not cool.
You play and you're afraid you're going to crap your pants. Yeah, that probably makes for an awkward show.
Yeah, when you have to put a trash can next to the side of stage for you to crap in.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. The mental picture that comes with that, Tony, is just like, oh boy.
You got to do it. You know? You can't let the fans down. Sometimes you got to poop yourself.
And there's the quote of the day.
Go a little Gigi Allen, throw it at him.
Yeah, there you go.
But Tony, so last time I think you and I really got to hang out was back in August at the Bay Area stop of the Vans Warped Tour. So just a little two-parter here. Just curious, just how was that whole experience for you looking back on it now? And now with even the news that this year's Warped Tour is going to be the last one.
Yeah, yeah. I'll say that Warped Tour is an experience I'll never forget. It was like summer camp for weirdos.
It's true.
It was really cool.
Yeah, we've heard it described like that before.
I'm really stoked that we were able to be a part of it. You know, if you're hearing that they're ending it, it's like kind of a bummer. So I would do it again. I learned a lot, even after touring for 15 years. I learned a lot on that tour, and I have friends on that tour that I'll be friends with for the rest of my life, for sure. There's people I talk to every day that I met on that tour. So yeah, I mean, it was a great experience. It's weird. I mean, it's a weird thing, especially being like a thrash metal band on Warped Tour.
Yeah.
But it was a really cool experience. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
It seems like those package tours, you know, they're kind of going away now, and we're getting instead these like massive music festivals. Do you have a preference between the two, the package tours or the music festivals?
I mean, music festivals is easier, you know, that you do these package tours, it's like a traveling circus.
Right.
But, you know, you go to a festival, you just show up and everything's laid out for you, and then you leave and you go home.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but like festivals aren't 9 weeks long like Warped Tour is. So that was pretty strenuous at times, just being on the road.
Yeah, it's always, but, it makes me laugh. Baby Huey and I have noticed there's a lot of rock and roll superstars that are making coffee now. And you guys, it seems, at least on your Instagram page, it looks like you guys are going to get in the coffee business. Dark Matter Coffee?
Yeah, we're killing it.
Nice!
Right now.
Rock and roll and coffee hand in hand.
You're sold out? We almost sold the first night. Like, it was crazy.
Wow, that's great.
It's crazy. Hopefully we'll have some for the Bay Area, but we had to tell them to send us more. We went through an entire huge box of coffee last night. But yeah, it's really good. It's Dark Matter. They're based out of Chicago, and I've been a fan of their stuff. I'm not even a huge coffee drinker, but their stuff's really good and really strong too.
Well, it obviously works because you talked about the energy at last night's show, how crazy it was, and it was because of the coffee, I think.
Yeah, we dosed the crowd with our coffee. Everybody was freaking out.
They lost their mind.
So, Tony, I mean, one thing I always got to applaud about you is, I mean, just the fact that I've been following you specifically and the rest of the bands you've been in for such a long time now. And it just seems like when you're not either writing a new Waste album or touring with them, you're doing stuff with Iron Reagan. I mean, do you ever have any downtime or free time, or it seems like you're just jumping from project to project?
Yeah, I just got back. I went to Mexico with my girlfriend, and then we went to Japan for a week and traveled around, and then Mr. Waste met me a week later, and we did two shows in Japan, and then we went to Hawaii. So I basically just brought my girlfriend along, and we just partied in Hawaii and Japan for a little extended stays. You know,
like That's
we'll
awesome.
Just go out. Yeah, we'll go out a little early before the band gets there, leave. We went to Hawaii and we stayed. Everybody left and we just got a room on the beach and partied for a few days.
Wow.
That's awesome. Cool. Really cool.
Yeah. So I like to travel. My girlfriend likes to travel and, I like staying at home too. So yeah. I got a dog. That's cool.
Nice. Well, I know you're a busy man. We got a couple more for you. But with that being said about both bands, I'm always just kind of curious what the writing process is for Municipal Waste versus Iron Reagan. I mean, who comes up with what for each band? And, do you ever get, a little paranoid or be like, oh, man, you come up with, you contribute lyrics or whatever to, a Municipal Waste song, but then you're like, oh, that could have been better for an Iron Reagan song. Do you ever get paranoid? Or so kind of maybe just explain, the writing process between both bands, and is there ever that crossroad for you mentally?
Yeah, it's kind of I don't know. I write different concepts for each band, you know, and collaborate more with my bandmates as far as Iron Reagan goes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that helps me make Iron Reagan stand out differently from Municipal Waste. I'll collaborate. Municipal Waste is kind of spun off lyrically into the, its own, almost like its own world, like a trauma movie or something.
Yeah. So
definitely easy to write for each band, where, you know, like Iron Reagan's a little bit more like politically drawn, or like a little bit more serious. Well, Miss Waste will, like, you know, rip your balls off or something.
Oh my God, that's great. That's a good explanation for it. All right, Tony, well, we're going to let you go, but we do have one more question. It's our favorite question. We ask this of every rock star we interview because we find it fascinating, the answers that we get. And don't mind if you have to pause and think about it, that's part of the answer. So my favorite movie of all time is called Almost Famous. I don't know if you're familiar. You'd believe.
It's my mom's favorite movie.
Is
and
it?
My mom.
Your mom,
she
now
makes
old.
She makes Almost Famous references about my wife all the time.
I would imagine, yeah. So in the last frame of that movie, the question is asked, what do you love about music? So Tony, what do you love about music?
Oh, that's easy. I mean, it's the camaraderie and the chance to meet people all over the world. And I've met some of the most brilliant, amazing people, and people I've admired, looked up to, and just to be a part of their lives and have that be a part of my life is pretty awesome. And I just love being able to travel and meet people and play the music I love.
It's a small population of people that get to do that in their lives. So I would imagine it's pretty sick being part of that small population.
Yeah, it's really fun. We're having a good time.
Good.
Awesome.
It hurts.
Keep that trash can close by there, Tony.
I hope I don't need it.
Well, Tony, listen, hey, thank you so much for making the time today. We really appreciate it. So we encourage everyone, get your ticket.
Sure.
What's that?
Oh, sorry. I was just saying thank you for all your support. You've been really great to us.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you so much.
Well, no, like, I mean, Chasten knows.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I preach.
He turns the entire Bay Area onto you guys. Seriously.
I mean, I'm wearing my municipal hat right now.
He wears it on Facebook Live at least twice a week. I'm not kidding. He's like a billboard for you guys.
Well, that's what I was telling Chasten. Is like, every time I see you guys, I buy a new hat. So I'm looking forward to this Sunday to Regency Ballroom, buy a new hat. I think I have six hats already.
Yeah.
It's just all different colors. Colors and stuff. So I'm super stoked.
He's a super fan.
Super fan.
Absolutely.
I have a gift for you. I got you a gift. It's I got you the Iron Reagan Gatekeeper split. So yeah. I'll bring it to you at the show.
Nice.
Awesome. Yes. I was just going to mention that. Well, here. So let's run. You're a busy man, so I know you have so much stuff to plug. So Adult Swim presents Mr. Pickles Thrashtacular featuring Exodus and Municipal Waste, and the Bay Area's own Hellfire is going to be opening up that show this Sunday, February 25th at the Regency Ballroom here in San Francisco, theregencyballroom.com. For tickets and all the info, get Municipal Waste's latest album, Slime and Punishment. Also, his other band, Iron Reagan, Crossover Ministry, that is out now. But also on March 2nd, you're going to be releasing an upcoming split LP, Iron Reagan, with Gatekeeper. So get that through Relapse Records website and all the band's Bandcamp websites. And even Mr. Pickles, third season, that's going to be premiering on Adult Swim on actually this Sunday. So we got plugged as well the cartoon that's making this tour possible. But Tony, like, I can't thank you enough for making the time today. And just from Chas and myself, we're just huge fans and looking forward on thrashing it up this Sunday.
Thank you very much. Yeah, see you soon.
All right, Tony. You have a good one.
All right, Tony. Talk to you later.
All right, cheers. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.